1, 2, 3, 4.
I sound like him?
No.
Beautiful. You sounded much more like it than you have other artists.
That's right.
Played, yeah.
Don't care what I go do.
Way better than this Bob Seger.
Yeah, your Bob Seger's pretty bad.
Bob Saget.
Yep.
Saget.
You're not good Seger. At that one either.
What are you talking about? Hey, this is America's Funniest Home Videos. Ooh, Danny Tanner. Hashtag not funny.
Chris was wrong. That was a killer Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Stand corrected. Your Bob Saget's phenomenal.
Thank you. Contrary to what you've heard just now, I am not Bob Saget.
Bob Saget is not in the crowd today.
I am
sorry to mislead you with that spot on Bob Saget impression.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Anyway. This is your weathercast in San Francisco. I have three daughters, actually four, but two of them are twins, and we swap them out.
You're less close now. You're farther off on the second try.
Am I closer to the band?
No.
Ah, God damn it.
None of that worked out for you.
I feel like Bob Feller now.
Oh, boy. Well, anyway.
What's up, Chris?
What's up, Kevin? How you doing?
Woo! Another week of Barroom Heroes. How the fuck is everybody doing? Hope you had an awesome week and you're looking forward to this weekend because it's about to be some dope sports. A lot of stuff going on. Again, I'm Kevin Elliott. Chris Centeni's over here. Stat Guy Joe is over there. How you doing, Joe?
Hey. By the way, if you live in Red Bank, New Jersey, you can go see the real Bob Saget for $54 plus a bonus code when you use... Sorry, you're looking mad. It's SeatGeek.com. Check out Bob Saget for real.
Yeah, everybody go to SeatGeek. I didn't have an issue with them at all over the weekend.
Uh-oh, did you have an issue with SeatGeek?
No, you just didn't tell us how it worked.
Real quick. Joe's just like trying to look away like he's being scolded. And he's like, oh, did you have a problem with SeatGeek over the weekend? Please don't keep talking.
I was always under the impression that the $20 off when you type in the promo code PUNCHDRUNK is immediate.
Yeah.
So if you're buying $50, it's just $30 at checkout, but it is not. You pay full price for the tickets, and then you have to send in a rebate to get the $20, which is fine. But I wanted the instant gratification, and I was super mad.
Did you get your money back already?
No. It takes 18 days.
18 days?
Yeah.
It's called having some patience, fellas. Come on.
I'm a Jew. When I spend the money, I need more in return.
Dude, I'm that guy that, like, when I order something online, I track it 7 to 12 times a day just to make sure they haven't snuck it anywhere without me knowing.
Instead of a sports tracker on the bottom line, it's your shipment tracker.
Absolutely, dude. Across. That's my widgets on my phone. It's just different USPS tracking numbers.
Can't believe you guys are hating on SeatGeek. Senators at Coyotes for $5.
Yeah, who hated on SeatGeek? So, wait.
Yeah, now you
have to get
a rebate.
Wait a minute. So, maybe my thing stands that I thought I was
lying
that
you'd make
all
money.
Those weeks. Yeah, maybe they send you $20 through the mail.
I didn't read the fine print.
So
I can't use mine again.
Lakers and Suns for $12.
Oh, that's tonight.
Yeah.
Well,
same with
let's pack it up, guys, and go to a game.
UCLA plays USC tonight, baby. Pac-12 tourney. I love this time of the year, dude. I love it.
March Madness?
Yes. Conference tournament week, which I don't love conference tournaments at all. I hate them, actually. I think if you win during the regular season, that's your champion, not some tournament. Yeah. So you shouldn't get an automatic bid for winning your conference championship. But you do. And they're fun games to watch. A lot of upsets, but it makes me nervous for my team,
yeah,
UCLA, because they're ranked third in the country.
Yeah.
But if they lose, It hurts them. The only way this benefits them is to win the entire thing.
Yeah.
They can't win tonight, win tomorrow, lose in the finals, and have it benefit them.
Right.
Well, these really help. All these conference tournaments help are the teams that were shitty in the regular season and want to get in the tournament.
Yeah, trying to bubble in.
Right? Like, oh, we came out of nowhere. You could go 0-30, win your conference tournament, and you're in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and then you get screamed out in the first round.
Yeah. But it's ridiculous that they even have that chance.
Right, that's what I mean. It's a waste of time.
Oh, that's true, too. I've always been bothered by that. I'm cool with letting like the little school in if they're good enough. But it shouldn't be that teams make it to see. This is to see who the best college basketball team is in the country.
Yeah.
And you're allowing teams that are far inferior to teams that didn't get in.
Yeah.
Like, if Michigan doesn't get in, they're better than Jackson State. They would blow them out.
Right.
So you're having Jackson State now play a number one seed and getting even more throttled.
Yeah, just getting eviscerated.
You want to find the best, ultimate best team. And I have no argument, I guess, to hypocrite myself or contradict myself. I have no argument against it where the team that wins the national championship, they're typically the best team, and you realize that. But at least have a trail to get there.
Yeah, there's going to be some sort of criteria to determine who gets into that that chance. I mean, once you get down to like the top, any sport, when you get into like the final four or the 8 or 16 or whatever it is that it starts the tournament, 64, it's like, okay, there's millions of places to play. There's thousands of colleges. These are the 64 best ones. At this point, anybody can win.
Yeah, and that's what I would love to see. Professional sports is the 8, 16 best teams.
Yep.
College basketball is the 68 teams that made the tournament. There's 31 at-large teams of the 68.
Right.
That's fucking ridiculous.
It's just too much. It's too many teams. You just narrow it down to start.
Yeah, but you're telling me to 31 be fair, teams got booted. Or 30, however many teams got booted because they didn't win their conference championship or tournament championship, and some other poor shit team from a division conference that you've never heard of makes it because they won their. That's to me, that's not for a final tournament of the season. That's not cool.
But they don't have to pay them. So I mean, what's the downside?
They don't pay them.
What
to the school?
Yeah,
the NCAA should pay the school when they make the tournament.
They'll pay the school.
Yeah.
But they're not going to pay the players. Wow. So who cares?
What's your stance on that?
If they're making money off of them, they should probably pay them something. You think so? I mean, the argument...
They are paying them something.
But when they had the argument that it was like they get an education out of it, I was like, that's totally cool. But
they don't.
A lot of times, like we've talked about before, they don't. They go for like a half a year and then leave.
That's their fault. That's the student's fault.
No. A lot of times they're there and their entire focus is told to be whatever their sport is. So even when they're in a math class, very few people are pushing them to do well in that math class. It's like, hey, don't worry about math. Take math later. You can do math once you go pro and you want to do it in your off time. But right now, like, focus and become the athlete that can get big if you want to try to make that happen. So they don't pour anything into education. They pour it into their sport.
I looked at it as like, you know, when they have a researchers at these big research facilities, it's like you get a stipend to be a researcher there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know why they don't just do that. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. I'm not asking them to pay them millions of dollars, but just say like a player on this team will get benefits and a 401k that will put $500 in or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't really have an answer. It's just hard for me to watch these teams rack up money and these schools rack up money.
That's what I was saying. That's why there's so many of these games and so many extra, because they don't have to pay those guys. So they're printing money. The more games they can get out of them, the better. It's all a business.
The bottom line in sports is it boils down to it's all a business. When you get older, when you're it's fun.
But you're not kid, you're a college student, and it's still a business for everybody around you, except for you don't get to be a part of it. In Little Big League, he got to be the manager.
I'm not saying the team.
That's what I'm saying. He was,
I don't really have an answer, so I'm just going to kind of say it's going to go how it's going
to
go.
Good job, Chris. Way to take a stance.
Well, no, I think I always think like, yeah, the players should get paid. And then I'm like, I don't know, man. It seems like if they
let me ask you
they want to go to school and then they go to school and they do well, then they got
but
it.
Where does it end?
But if you have to go to school.
Yeah, where does it begin?
If you have to go to school.
Well, according to that one guy who worked for Nike. It can start when they're like, you know, 12 years old and he's trying to recruit them. Yeah. So,
but if you're going to school full time, trying to be a college athlete at the height of a sport, and then on top of it, you can't afford to buy yourself basic necessities, so you have to go get a job. How are you going to be successful at any of those three when you're spread that thin? So if
loans.
Yeah, loans, but if you don't go pro or you hurt yourself and there's nothing there to compensate
you. There's no guarantees in life.
There's no guarantees in life, but there are contracts. There are mutually
beneficial
relationships. If somebody was making literally millions of dollars off of me and I got hurt,
okay,
I would hope they would throw me a bone, but they don't.
More of the argument is... Where does it end, but where does it begin? Okay, the football team makes a lot of money. University of South Carolina, the football team makes a ton of money for that school.
Yeah.
They sell out every home game. It's the only thing in their city. All right, the women's basketball team doesn't, and they're really good, doesn't pull in. They probably in an entire season don't pull in what one home game does for the football team. No. Probably not. And they're a top 5-10 team in the country. Are you paying the players the same?
No.
Or is it percentage on what you're actually bringing in?
It should be. You live different lifestyles. If you're
it's just like the pros.
Or you just have a guaranteed basic player salary so that everybody's technically the same.
Every football player makes the same.
No, every student athlete. Here's why. Because, and I'm not saying this to like be political, so I swear to God, if somebody comes at me about this, I'll be so angry. But it's like the thing with the soccer teams, where it's like the women's soccer team the national team didn't make nearly what the men's team did, and I get it on a lot of levels. They don't bring in the money. But at the same time...
When the men's team is just like the 16th seed,
yeah,
and the women's are the one seed... Millions upon millions more people watch the men's game than they do the women's.
And that's why I'm saying is like there has to be – nothing's ever going to be totally equal. I mean, that sometimes that's a really bad mindset to get into. So I think you set up a basic if you are – I'm going to use a college athlete, for example. That's just what we're talking about. If you
Trajan Langdon.
Like if you are a Division I athlete – at ASU, you get X amount of dollars. You can even set it up as a graduation gift. If you stick with us and graduate, we'll cut you a check for X amount
of
dollars.
That would be incredible.
Right, because then it's like they would stay in school, get the education, and then when they graduate, you've cut them a check so they have something to start with.
Yeah.
They can pay back their giant student loan debt with.
All right. Yeah. No, they don't have a student loan. Well, I guess to live.
I'm just because they're
everything's getting paid for by the school.
And again, I'm not.
You still get a stipend when you're on the road.
If you need money, you have to take out a loan.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to work most of the time.
Yeah,
it's just a theory. Like I have a very elementary understanding of economics. Yeah. Like I do understand it, but I'm not like advanced. So
like
I'm not an expert. Don't follow.
When these college kids are on the road, they get like $100, $200 stipend for the day.
Okay.
And all they do, the only meal they need to get is lunch. Because breakfast is on a hotel, team together, dinner, same exact thing.
Yeah, because needing a new pair of pants has never happened. Or having a winter coat.
It's just a food stipend.
You can't use the $100.
You can. I'm saying
okay,
they can save all that money from road games.
That's what I'm saying. To have deodorant.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, those college kids don't fucking tear it up in the world.
Well, but wait a minute.
They're not like, dude, come over to my house I just bought. I'm a junior in college.
I also have a question. Does a team, like a Division I athlete, you use deodorant. Somebody used deodorant as an example. Am I led to believe that a Division I athletics program doesn't supply deodorant to anyone?
I don't know.
To just take home
because,
with you? That's crazy.
Because let's be real
also
serious.
Also, clothes right shopping, now. You can grab everything you want from the athletic facility.
I was going to say, you rip your pants and you don't have more pants. That means you were too lazy to go to the equipment room. But also, it's just like,
you don't want football pants. I have a pair of jeans.
I'm kind of
that's
done.
All you have to wear is your football pants.
Yeah.
I'm kind of done with the real world arguments. And I'm really going to push the envelope on this deodorant thing.
Good call, man.
If you're making people sweat at that high of a level, there's a responsibility as an organization to supply some deodorant.
But then you want a little bit of your own kind. You don't want to use their brand, you know?
Yeah, it's probably sponsored.
I don't know, man. You're part of it. Yeah, there's a team image to keep up.
We're right guard team.
Yeah.
You can't be running around here wears Old Spice. Old Spice.
Dude, what if you? Because you can see sometimes.
You want Old Spice? Go play for Duke. You know what I mean?
I know we got other stuff we want to get to, but my solution for this, it's based on ticket sales. It's weighted. So if you're the women's tennis team, and you guys sell a certain amount of tickets,
I have to stop you immediately.
Hold on, or a certain amount of merch, that money gets put into a pool and divided amongst your people as. Some of, not all of it, but a portion of it as what is beneficial to the players. You have to take your money so that you can keep the actual facility going or whatever.
Keep the program together.
Yeah, keep the program together. But they're making millions of dollars in profits. The NCAA as a whole has got to be in the billions for profits, right?
Right.
So take a little bit of that money and divide it up amongst these college football players and basketball players that are making you millions of dollars and give them something so that they can, I don't know, buy their mom something nice for Mother's Day. You know, give them a little bit of that cash so that they can live a normal life when they're making you the means to live an extravagant life.
This argument could go on forever.
It really could because I see it both ways. I'm just trying
to. And I see it. Right now, I see it way more in the NCAA's favor to not pay these athletes.
Of course, that's in their favor, but what's in
I know,
the player?
But I understand
it. I always side with the people who have less.
Right.
That's just my typical bias.
I wouldn't hate that they get paid.
It sounds like you would.
Well, like I said, a graduation gift.
But then they're
not getting paid while they're playing.
Right, I like that.
It's like, hey, thanks for
this
everything
is the
you
percentage
did for
of,
us.
Of Right.
Go out into
but
the world.
Right. What if you go to Kentucky and you play two seasons, and then you get drafted to the NBA? Basketball.
Okay.
You play two seasons, you're amazing, you get drafted to the NBA, and you never graduate, but you made them enough money because you're Derrick Rose.
You can cash out.
You can cash out on your graduation gift?
There's your stipulation. You have to graduate in order to get it.
Yeah, that's what I just...
Okay, so...
Yeah, because the players that leave early are getting paid millions of dollars.
The way I see it is... the way I see it is they're offering you that guarantee. You're going to get some money when you graduate, but as soon as you say, I'm going to the NBA, you're saying, I've decided I'm going to play basketball.
Then,
you're taking the gamble
in
your own
hands. Then
let's
change the scenario. Derrick Rose is in...
Because the college did more for that player than he did for them.
Okay, well, Derrick Rose is at Kentucky, and he's playing, and everybody thinks he's going to be...
He was in Memphis.
Did he?
Yeah.
Who the fuck am I thinking of?
Probably I was a shitload so of guys, confused. But... I was like, he played at Kentucky?
I'm confused.
Because he's Sean a good Rondo. Example because of his...
Yeah, Rondo, whoever. Well, you're playing in Kentucky.
Guy,
you. You're playing
about to
in
win
Kentucky.
A championship.
Oh, dude, I'm playing in Kentucky.
You're playing in Kentucky. Everybody thinks you're going to get drafted, but you blow out your knee. It's real bad.
Whoa, which knee?
And your right one.
How did you know that one hurt me the most?
Because it's mine. It's my bad knee. But anyways, you blow out your knee, and you aren't able to get drafted. You aren't able to play. You fall into depression. You can't focus on school. You end up losing your scholarship for basketball, can't afford to continue your education, you're too depressed to anyways because you just lost your dream. Now, that school that made a ton of money on you for two seasons doesn't have to give you anything, even though you gave them your entire body.
My answer to that is you have a committee in place, like almost a judicial system. Like the people in the
more
NCAA...
bureaucrats, that's the answer.
Stop. The people in the NBA or the... The NCAA, when somebody gets hurt and they grant them a sixth-year medical red shirt so they can play, it's the same thing. All right, if something happens like that,
that
and
again
they need the money but didn't
favor.
Graduate.
That sounds more in their favor than the
but
players'
they can vote,
favor.
No, because they can vote to give them that.
Right, I'm going to give you a chance to come back so we can make more money on your body that's already broken because
no,
of what you did
to
for
get
us.
The money.
What if you just... Dude. Hold on. What if you just came up with a new system where where you don't pay them anything in their own salary, but you give them like a very small percentage of their particular jersey sale or something?
Well, they don't sell all the jerseys. They can't. They just pick one player and you do that usually.
Okay, but you can
bonus.
Change that system. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You tell every guy that's on the team they can opt in. Like, if some guy's like a the 12th man, basically, you know, like, he's probably
he's
not.
Like, I'll just take the.
Well, he'll just be like, yeah,
he's
I'll
like,
just
can
take.
Can I buy one?
You guys don't have my size. Can I buy mine in my size? But, no, I don't know. It's just, I'm just trying to think of stuff or let them, I don't know.
A portion of
I do see
sales.
It, though. It's like you are a college athlete. You're supposed to, in theory, be going to school. Maybe we just change the rules and make them go to school and don't allow guys to go early to the draft and we've solved this problem.
There you go.
Right.
You're not even eligible unless you graduate. How about that?
That's a fucking hard line approach. I think it's a little biased to people that might be dumb, which hurts me personally. But
you can get help. People will cheat for you.
Yeah.
If you're good enough.
Besides this conversation,
again,
I found my new favorite thing in the world.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. So excited. It's my new favorite thing.
3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3
just put the rap
beats.
They give Bone Thugs and Harmony a run for their money.
Definitely.
Oh, the thing I think is funny about that is those auctioneers that are all like old school Southern dudes hear that and they're like, what the hell did they do to me? They put me on that damn track. That sounds horrible.
You sound like the guy from King of the Hill.
Professional. Wait, who, Hank?
Is that the dad?
Bobby?
Someone.
Yeah, very good.
Propane and propane accessories.
Dude, I felt like I was a cartoon for a minute. Like I was Bobby in just a sentence. That is my new favorite thing on the internet to listen to.
Stop it.
Oh, shit, dude. Hey, to get back to college athletes but not talk about their pay anymore, maybe that's a subject we'll never bring up again, or maybe we'll dive further into
it. Here's the thing. This is what I was literally thinking.
Have said it. Damn it.
We're sitting here like, what do I think they should do? And meanwhile, like, I'm not that smart. Like, yeah. I'm not the guy to solve this problem.
If we say it, they'll do it. Like that mentality.
Either that or there's some dude like, hey, graduation gifts? Graduation gifts? Like writing it down on a pad. Going to go to his next meeting.
Hey, guys, I have a few new ideas.
They're definitely mine. And
and then he says them. He's like, no, that's just something stupid I heard on a podcast. I don't know what. Maybe you say that.
I was on his side until that.
Those guys are stupid.
Sorry. I just said it as a joke. I didn't really think any of you would take it seriously. I'm sorry.
Can I totally left field this for a second?
Yeah.
I just looked up at Joe's den here.
Yeah.
At the studio. And is that Captain American Werewolf in Paris?
Yes.
Is that what
we'll take a picture of it and put it on the Facebook page. What is really?
Sorry, dude. It's,
yeah.
When inspiration
Captain American Werewolf in Paris is hilarious. Oh, yeah, we got it. All right, picture will go up on Facebook.
One year for Halloween, I went as Were-Waldo, and I just wore that werewolf mask in a Waldo costume.
Hell yeah.
And it was Were-Waldo.
You're a genius.
Yeah.
Like a fucking Halloween costume genius.
Boom.
God, you found your calling so early in age, kind of. Good for you, man.
My first Halloween costume, I went as a hobo. Second Halloween, one is the ghost of Groucho Marx.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant.
Wait, when you were like four?
Yeah. It was an easy costume. I had a single mother. She just threw that shit together.
The ghost of Groucho Marx. Like a sheet over you and then yeah. the glasses yeah. and nose?
Yeah. It was the, the stupid generic Groucho Marx thing, but then with a sheet. And a cigar. I had a cigar too.
Oh, fuck no. A lit one?
No.
At yeah. four? Wow. And a single mom. Kid. She ain't care. She ain't care. Oh, my God.
I heard
God,
you might have
man.
Some candy. Oh, Kevin's laugh is hurting.
Oh, that's the funniest thing I ever heard, dude.
I'm pretty sure Kevin has said those words on every single episode of this podcast.
Every episode gets funnier and funnier.
I did that for like 5 years with movies. If you would ask me what my favorite top 10 movies of all time, there's a list somewhere from like 2010, and like Walk Hard is on it. And like, I'm not saying it's not good, but don't come at me with
top 10 of all time.
Hold on.
Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Pineapple Express, Walk Hard. Those are three movies that were actually on it.
Holy shit.
Is Walk Hard the porn that Joe was in?
No. Grindhouse was on there.
You didn't like Grindhouse? Sorry, was that a movie about how I danced?
Top 10 of anything.
It's definitely top 10.
It's not even top 10 like of the directors that did it. Like
it's top one of both.
You think that's Tarantino's best movie?
Hands down.
And you think that's...
It's Robert definitely Reagan. Robert, except maybe Sin City. Everything else he's done, I'm kidding. I really like Robert Rodriguez.
I was going to say, I'd take Spy Kids 2. No, actually, you know what he did?
Spy Kids 2 over what? You're going to finish that sentence.
Over fucking... what did he do?
Planet Terror?
Yeah, Planet Terror was one he did.
Rose McGowan with the
with
machine
the fucking
gun
machine
leg?
Gun leg?
Get
yeah.
out of here. I used to have that action figure in my room and the poster.
I wanted both those movies to be better, so I was a little disappointed. But,
you wanted both to be... Wow.
I wanted them to
How
be
would
more
they be
entertaining
better? They
movies.
Were exactly perfect.
They were. All right. But did you ever see a movie called Shorts?
I win, you lose. No. What? Shorts?
Shorts?
No, it's actually a thing you wear.
Oh, what's, fuck. I fucked
what's
it up.
About?
Yeah.
It's like cloth.
So it's... I'm pretty sure it's a Rodriguez movie. But it's kind of like one of those Spy Kids movies. But it's told in like four different little short films, and they all tie into each other. But it's like a kid movie, but it's fucking really good. And I'm pretty sure he directed it. I'm checking it right now.
Is it as good as Planet? Probably not as good
it's
as Planet
It's better
Terror, but anyway.
Than Planet Terror. So you got to check it out. James Spader's the bad guy.
Is that the new Apes one? Planet Terror of the Apes?
Planet Terror.
Planet Terror of the Apes.
Yeah. Planet parentheses Terror of the Apes.
It's the cast.
Oh, it's Terror. Planet Terror.
Terror. Two R's in the middle, one R at the end. I Terror. Guess,
dude. All right. Cool, dude. A lot of R's.
Anyways, keep going.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, shit. I can't find who directed this right now.
Before I...
Robert Rodriguez!
He did what?
Shorts. I'm telling you, go check it out.
He directed it?
It's a weird kids movie.
All four of the shorts?
Yeah, but it's like they all tie into each other, but they're just super weird.
All right.
It's awesome. Check it out.
Are they different kinds of shorts?
Yeah, they have cargo. They have
basketball.
I saw where you were going, you son of a bitch.
When you're on fire, you're on fire, dude. I think
dude,
you're
Kevin
catching
has
some
been
of it.
On fire for like two, three, maybe a month at this
I think,
point.
I think Joe's catching some of it, though. It's good.
Finally. I can't remember the last time he wasn't on fire at this point.
It's I know. It's tough, starting to, I'm starting to forget.
It's tough,
I think,
dude.
I'm starting to think you just evolved as a person.
You know what? Local comic used to have a show out here, and he retired it because now it's named after me, Comedy on Fire. And I can't stop.
Again, just really killing.
I don't want to say cooling down all of a sudden, but
that was such... it was a descriptive. It wasn't meant to be a joke.
I'm just saying, dude. I'm just saying. Shout out to Comedy on Fire, though.
What up, Paul?
We should probably get to the show, right?
Do you
guys... Is this still the intro? What happened?
We're recording now?
I've been trying to get into the NFL Combine.
I've been trying the whole time. Going on.
Well, we were talking about college. That was the tranny. That's where that was going. And okay. By tranny, I mean transition.
I was talking about Spy Kids, I mean into
another segment kind of thing, not into another gender.
Talking about Spy Kids, the third one's the best one. Just saying.
All right. Well, me and Joe are going to start a podcast next week arguing about the best Robert Rodriguez movies. But So we're done talking about college. We're going to talk
pretty
about...
Pretty much. I mean, NFL Combine happened this past week.
What do you do after college?
It's whatever. I think it's so stupid, and they weigh this huge price on it. Like, oh, shit, that guy ran a 4.440. He just moved up to the first round. Fuck you. Can he catch? No. All right. Your time?
Like, when people post Combine videos, and they're like, this guy ran a 4.2 fastest ever 40, and I'm like... I value that video the exact same as the video where somebody's like, watch this dog try to catch a ball and it like falls into the pool. Like, it's the same video to me.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I don't understand when people are like, you got to watch this guy run real fast.
Yeah, yeah. But also...
And I'm like, I do that every 4 years at the Olympics and it's way faster than this.
It also, to me, is stupid in that, like, you see these players do great during the season when they're actually playing a game. Then they have a bad combine. And they're like, oh, not as fast as we thought. Couldn't catch the way we thought, this and that. But then 3 years later, they're like, oh, who would have thought this guy panned out in the NFL?
He came out of nowhere.
Because he fucking played. Look at him play.
Yeah.
Forget the combine.
Right.
Look at the dude. It's every year when you watch the NFL draft in like the fifth round. Your team will draft somebody like, oh, they were ACC Player of the Year on defense.
Right.
And it's like, oh, shit, in the fifth round? Like, the guy should have gone the first round because he's legitimately good.
Yeah. I don't understand what
they draft on potential.
What the stigma is with, like, a guy who, you know, had a little bit of a problem, except, like, that one guy who couldn't bench press anything. Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, you got to show up a little more than that.
For sure. But
says the guy who couldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So
if they put me there, I would have looked way worse than that. Like, I could have made
whenever you're ready, you're like, dude, I've been trying to lift it off the bar for
last 2 minutes. Dude, I've been done. Yeah, you know, I'd look up at him like, you start whenever you're ready. I'm like, oh, I finished a long time ago.
All right, he's gotta jump and hit those things. Nah, I'm good.
But even that's dumb, because it's like, oh, they have a 43-inch vertical. Cool, dude. Can they shoot and dribble completely and pass or anything?
Dude, but they have this vertical completely unimpeded with all the time in the world to load up, and it's like, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I could probably get close to hitting some of those things if you gave me that shot.
Sure, dude.
I could come up close to maybe hitting some of those. Yeah. I didn't ever pretend... I'm the combine guy. This is exactly what we're talking about, because I would suck in the combine, and we've already been over how I would definitely get more than 4 yards in an NFL game. I'm just saying my performance on the field.
It's so funny.
I'm still waiting for a team to call me.
And free agency just started.
This is what I'm saying. There's football teams that desperately need a quarterback.
There are, dude. Quarterback went crazy today. Bears release Cutler.
Thank God. Making room for me.
Sign Mike Glennon.
Yeah, which was weird. Felt like not the move, but...
The Houston Texans...
Dude.
Fucking traded Brock Osweiler, who they signed to 4 years, $72 million last year.
They way overpaid for that.
Traded him to the Browns and gave the Browns a second-round pick in 2018. With him and another pick. It's a sixth rounder for this year, I think. And all the Browns had to give the Texans was a fourth round pick for this year.
Oh, dude.
And the best part is the Browns are cutting Osweiler.
What?
Yeah. They're cutting him and they're cutting RG3.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
They're cutting R... What?
Yeah.
Wait up. Wait up.
The Browns made this trade to help out the Texans, but they made the trade to get that second round pick in 2018. They don't... They heard their pick is whatever. And the Texans clear $10 million off their cap for this season. And Osweiler's getting cut.
They heard that episode where Chris described his one good snap that he could do. And they were like, let's make room. He's got a good play
in
it.
The Browns, dude.
There's $10 million cap available.
Right. Well, for the Texans. But they're going after Romo hard.
Well, that might work for them, though.
I think it would.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I think he'd be better in Denver, but Denver's a better team.
I think he might be better in with Houston.
Yeah.
I don't really have a good reason. I just when I say it, I feel like he fits Houston better.
Let's be honest. Would Romo even play a full season? He gets hurt all the time. What's going to change in these other two cities?
I feel like you can't play in a different city in the same state. Like you can't go from the Lakers.
But that's why. But that's why it'll work. He's that guy.
But it's not the same city. Matt Barnes has played for every team in the Pacific Division. He's played with the Kings and Warriors twice.
I feel like being a role player on a basketball team is different than being the quarterback. You can't go from being the quarterback.
All right, fair enough.
In a state, like I feel like,
are there any teams?
But they don't play each other.
Are there any teams that have a role player at quarterback?
Yeah, the Jets have for a long time.
Okay, new question. Are there any successful teams?
No.
Patriots?
Well, yeah. Okay, Matt Castle.
I'm just going to... I mean
when but Jimmy
needed,
Garoppolo.
When they
Jimmy
needed to.
That's
Garoppolo
what I'm
played, what, two games?
Won them both.
And everyone is on his dick like we need him as our next quarterback to give a million, billion, jillion dollars to.
That's why I'm not like, I swear to God, I wasn't an insult at like Tom Brady or anything. I'm just saying it seems like the Patriots do kind of have a whole role player system. That's what I'm waiting for is the team that gets smart enough to say my quarterback could be a role player and my leaders could be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the team that figures that out?
Oh, well, okay. The Ravens were when they had Dilfer as their quarterback.
Yes.
That's
what I'm saying. It's like there's a flash in the pan every once in a while where somebody gets the idea, but then they quit on it, I feel like.
To me, Dilfer's the ultimate role player at quarterback.
I feel like when
he managed the game. That was it. He knew the defense would stop them. Just
exactly.
Drive your team downfield by not turning the ball over.
Be responsible with the ball.
Kick field goals. And we'll win.
I feel like that happens out of necessity where it's like we just don't have that guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So we're going to go, and then all of a sudden the team has success, and they're like, fuck, we don't really need
but
that
no,
guy.
No, for sure. But see, I think Dilfer knew that. He wasn't Tampa Bay Bucks first pick fucking slinger. At that point, he knew what he needed to do in order to win.
And that's what I'm talking about, though. Is
he knew who he was.
Right. And if you could find more quarterbacks that just knew who they were and managed the clock and didn't make stupid throws –
Alex Smith, the ultimate role player in Kansas City.
I think I'm looking at one.
Chris?
Thank you. Somebody caught
on. He knows his good play.
Somebody caught on to my
pitch.
Outside
that, he's just managing.
Any team that just needs a guy that knows he's not going to be a star.
And will get more than 4 yards.
And will just not make stupid throws. And will manage the clock efficiently.
Won't be making a lot of throws at all. He's going
to
be real tired after
that first one. You have 4 plays to get 4 yards.
When I'm...
Or 4 throws.
4 throws to get 4 yards, dude. It's ridiculous how much I know I will do it.
More than four. Or did we say you could at least match? Maybe you said you could at least match it.
Oh, no. I will
he
go.
You said you'd get a first.
Did I say I would get a first?
Was that in your cocky attitude?
Because
like,
I will totally.
Throwing 10?
Hold on. I will totally.
You're not throwing 10. Can you throw a spiral hard ball 15, 20 yards?
Absolutely. I got no problem with that.
With line
I'm talking, okay, you know what?
You?
Let's be very serious. Let's be very serious about this. I'm going to double down.
Revisiting the past.
I will double down and say I would get a first down. Okay? Now.
Wow.
Now. 15 yards, I can get the spiral. 20 yards, I'm going to have to kind of.
With pads,
gonna have
with
to,
people all in front of
I'm
you.
I'm going to have to kind of Matt Leinart it a little
You'd
bit.
You'd have
to
jump
yards.
Pass.
Dude, no.
Jump pass?
No,
not
dude.
That guy.
No, dude. Shotgun. Roll out of the pocket if I have to.
Have to?
If I have to.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable in the pocket no matter what.
You're not going to be in the pocket for long.
Last time you were in the pocket.
Dude. This is getting so stupid.
Today at work.
Who needs a quarterback?
Where was the brilliance in it
today at work.
Who needs a quarterback? Let's start looking up NHL free agency.
Today at work, somebody asked.
Jets, dude.
Or somebody told bet me that I couldn't touch the ceiling in our office.
Oh, man. How high is that ceiling? About seven feet, yeah. 7.5?
You got to crouch to get in. It's real low. They're like, I bet you can't touch the ceiling. And I looked and I was like, I bet I can. It's like a little bit lower than a 10-foot rim, you know? Like, I'm like,
oh, you can't get that.
I was like, no, I got this. So they're like, all right. And I like what we were talking about earlier with the combine. Gave it the full steam, prepped myself, got as high as I could. I came maybe an inch and a half off the ground. I have not tried to jump high in a very long time. And it's like my legs forgot how it happens. It was just like, whoop, it's done. No idea what the fuck happened, but I got I don't know if my toes came off the ground. Just my lifted
heels
my
hitting inch
yeah,
and a half.
I just lifted my heels up.
That's why we talk sports and don't play it, dude. That's so bad.
I mean, you guys can give up on yourselves. But I'm trying
I forgot we got old Chris McNabb over here.
Look, dude.
Getting ready for
Chris ran
comeback.
Hurdles the entire way here.
Dude, don't even start. I'm trying to find the Jets official Twitter right now.
Why? You're going to ask them to play?
Yo, you need
give
somebody?
Me a tryout.
Dude, send it to the Browns, too. Say, dude, I'm no worse than what you had.
Look, dude, you cut a guy making many millions. I'm asking for one.
16 mil.
I want 1/16 of what he wants. Actually, I'll just do it for like a bunch of free swag with my name on it.
You're that 12th man we were talking about college. Like, you got my shirt and my size?
They're
like,
we have it printed. And they'll say only linemen wear the same size shirt as you.
We haven't printed those yet.
No, we haven't. One thing I'll mention real quick is we were supposed to have a guest this week. And it was going to be Jared Campbell, but Jared's brother signed with a new team today. He signed with Jacksonville, moving across the country. Signed with the Jags, so congratulations. Congratulations. Congratulations to Calais and the Campbell family.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We're going to miss you,
that's
bro.
That's great. We will. I told they play here. The Jags play Arizona this coming season here in Phoenix.
That's going to hurt.
So I messaged Jared when he said he couldn't make it, and I said, just a heads up, me and my son are first in line, and then the two other guys on the podcast are right behind me for tickets to the game.
Nice.
He said, LOL. Obviously, I'm on fire. And then he said, cool. So I'm pretty sure we're all in.
Nice.
But congrats to him, man. He signed a big deal.
No,
so,
congrats.
Yes, congrats, but really, we are really going to miss.
We do the salary game. I don't want to do it for Calais. It's not rude, but what he did sign is public knowledge. It was a 4-year.
Don't say it.
$8,000 deal.
A day.
$2,000 a year.
Just tell us how much he made. Everyone's going to look it up.
I know. 4 years, $60 million, 30 guaranteed.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I had a buddy run into him at a Chipotle, and
he was working because he only makes $2,000 a year.
Yeah, I guess. But he ran into him, and he came over and was like, "Hey, I don't want to be that guy, but can I just like suck your dick for a minute?" He didn't say that. I'm just kidding. But he was like gushing over.
Honestly, that would have been way funnier.
And he was like, "Hey, I just wanted to say what's up, and like maybe can I get a picture?" And he's like, "Yeah, but only if you take one with me." And he was there with. Fuck, I'm blanking on his name now.
Is he a player?
Yeah, one of the other linemen.
Oh, Chandler Jones.
No. Yeah, Chandler Jones. I don't know how you would know that. They hang out a lot, I guess.
I'm a fan of sports.
But they were together, and they were laughing, and he's like, only if I can get one too. And then my buddy became Snapchat friends with him or whatever, and his feed for the whole day was him taking pictures with fans, but like fucking with them. And he totally fucked with my buddy. And I was like, I like him even more now.
Yeah, he's a great guy, dude. Great fucking guy.
Yeah, dude, deserves it. Pumped for him.
For sure. Yeah. And he said he's stoked and he picked Jacksonville because Denver made a huge push for him and he's from Denver. That's where the family's from. So it would have been really cool, I think, for him to go back and kind of play there. I don't know if it'll finish his career, but at least go there for, you know, for some years. But he picked Jacksonville because he really likes what they're doing. They're young defensively and he wants to lead that defense.
He should.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Find a guy who's willing to take that role.
Yeah. I think that's really, really cool. So we'll be watching them a little bit more for the next few seasons. And we'll get Jared on future episodes because we want him for Denver when we do our city of whatever we
free lunches.
Yeah, our free meals forever.
Free lunch, dude.
Who gets a free lunch?
Before we do that, let's do this and get right into it. Which one athlete never has to pay for another meal in Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
A small town located on the West Coast.
Small town.
Is smoking pot a sport?
Ah, no.
Fred Armisen.
Yeah, exactly.
How many snowboarders live there?
Exactly.
Yeah, Portland, Oregon. There are athletes that are from there. They got the Portland Trailblazers.
They do. They got that Portland Timber or whatever who just won the MLS championship.
Right, right. And they also have Nike.
Oh, yeah. It's a big deal.
Right? So, Portland, Oregon isn't – I think it's going to be a little difficult in actually finding somebody crazy famous.
I don't know.
Who jumps off of your head immediately? Portland, Oregon.
Clyde Drexler.
Okay.
That was my the big one. And then everyone else, you're right. I was like, I don't know.
Immediately when you think of Portland, you think of NBA. That's it.
Yeah, Bill Walton.
Bill Walton.
Does he count?
He does. He played for the Blazers.
Yeah.
But I think
Kevin Durant for a minute, right?
But I mean, realistically, I don't think.
No, Seattle.
The Supersonics, Adam. Bad.
I'm the worst stat guy.
Wow.
I got the worst stat guy. I got the worst.
Worst sports analyst, dude.
What about Rasheed Wallace?
Rasheed Wallace is not. He's not. I think in Portland, they're looking at Drexler.
To me, Clyde Drexler was like the only guy.
Damian Lillard now. Because I think once Aldridge left, Damian Lillard's like this huge deal in Portland. But I do feel like the city actually likes C.J. McCollum more. During the games, they go crazy for McCollum.
I mean, is it fair, though? I don't know. It's hard because it's Portland. Where's Portland specific? Because I'm thinking, like, I'm sure Russell Wilson is well-liked in Portland.
Right.
Yeah, but it's got to be
Well, and not everybody in Portland is a bad.
Do you see what I'm saying?
These are the rules. Yeah, I know. I see exactly.
So I'm just like, somebody probably buys Richard Sherman a lot of meals. Somebody buys. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know.
Portland, but honestly, actually, the more I talk about this, the more things come out, the more I think that's not true over Clyde Drexler. I think looking at him, you might have a problem. Somebody like the newer generation would be like, I don't know who that is. But if you said Clyde Drexler or Russell Wilson, people would say Clyde Drexler. You knew the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But not everybody is a basketball fan. I know that in Portland's a big basketball city, but it's not entirely a basketball city. Like, they still have other things. That's why I think the Russell Wilson thing rings a little true. My vote was going to be for Tonya Harding until I learned about this guy, Tim Skellinger, who is Portland's up-and-coming disc golf master.
And to be fair, knowing the little I know about Portland, they'll probably all rally behind the disc golf player.
Yeah.
Tim Skellinger! Frisbee golf, Tim!
Dude, you know they call him Tim Skell, for sure.
Skelly, dude.
Yeah.
He's
Selly with Skelly, dude, when he scores.
He's exactly projected to be a very prolific player.
I believe it. There's got to be
maybe YouTube somebody clips off the Portland Winterhawks.
Who's that?
It's like a WHL hockey team that has the Chicago Blackhawks logo.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of hipster fans that love going and buy people lunch on the reg.
I'm just saying.
For sure, dude.
I'm just saying. I'm not calling him a hipster, but shout out to Andrew Olson.
Yo, what up, Paul? I think Tanya Harding is out because she
grew up not in Portland, too far outside of Portland.
Right. 6 miles.
It's 6 miles. We looked. Yeah. She could skate there.
She almost bro, wasn't
she's from
be included,
Milwaukee,
so
dog.
She probably skated back and forth. Yeah, I know. I didn't Milwaukee, even know. Oregon.
She is from Milwaukee, dude.
I didn't even know so Milwaukee was in Oregon this whole time. I was like, we should go to Wisconsin and check out a Bucks game.
Her and Robin Yount are battling it out for Milwaukee, dude. Her and Andy Bennis. Bonus.
Wow.
No, I'm dropping Tanya Harding. My vote goes to Tim Skellinger, the next Michael Jordan of disc golf.
All right, what about this? Do you have any others that aren't? Do you have anybody on your list that isn't an NBA player?
Yeah, the disc golf.
That's it? Okay.
That is my list.
I really just can't think. I can't think of much outside. I really was like Bill Walton and Clyde Drexler's who I had.
Randy Couture. MMA.
Oh, yeah.
He's from Portland.
He is from Portland?
He's from Portland.
I didn't know that.
Isn't it Roddy Piper?
Roddy Piper is from Portland.
And you know what? People love that
shit. I think if you
and
catch
Phil
this,
Knight is from Portland.
Dude, here's the thing. You catch the same list 10 years ago. This same question 10 years ago is definitely Clyde Drexler.
Yeah.
Now, you might be right because these MMA dudes are big time right now. So if you're asking me today, it could be
Randy Couture coming
back
to his hometown.
Really could be, dude. It could be Tanya Harding if she wasn't in direct competition with Mr. 3000 for Milwaukee.
Oh yeah,
and
Bernie Mac.
If you saw Tanya Harding at a restaurant, would you be like, "Hey, I should buy her a meal"? It's like, or would you be like, is that the person that maimed Nancy Kerrigan?
Yeah, or would you walk up, smack her in the knee, and be like, karma's a bitch?
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait for your FX series, you bitch.
I hope Tanya Harding's moved on.
Yeah, of course she has.
I watched the 30 for 30 or whatever, dude. It was pretty intense.
I guarantee she
still
was,
maintains she's innocent.
She was moving on.
Really?
And now Margot Robbie...
Is playing
her in a new movie. Is playing Tanya Harding. And
The Cutting Edge 3.
I love that movie, The Cutting Edge, by the way.
Everybody
did you like the
nice
apparent sequel?
I didn't watch Cutting Edge 2.
There a Cutting Edge 2?
Did you ever see the movie? Fuck, never mind. I'm not going to even say it. Anyways.
Right on. Right on. Kevin's on fire right now.
He is. Anyways, Tanya Harding. So Margot Robbie is playing her in the movie, and set pictures got released recently of her
as
Tanya
Harding.
Oh, wait
a minute. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Did you see these?
Well, one of us is a real dumbass, and I was like...
And the other one's Joe?
I was like, oh, Margot Robbie, that chick from Dark Knight Rises.
Anne Hathaway?
No, Martian with a French lady.
Oh, okay.
That slip of breath.
And I was like, she'll do a good job acting, but I don't know that she'll really pull it off.
Harley Quinn.
Yeah, Harley Quinn. Thank you.
But they basically have her in like a frumpy sweater stuffed with couch cushion fur, like in the set photos, and her hair's all permed out. It looks all frizzy. And it's like, you took one of the hottest women in the world and made her look horrible to play Tanya Harding. So I'm sure when Tanya Harding saw all that, she was like, this is how the world is. So I bet she's not doing great right now.
We're gonna front all right, you all
out.
The way.
We're gonna cast Margot Robbie as you, and you're gonna be like, "Fuck yeah, me in my prime as this super hot chick," and then we're gonna make her
look like Kathy Bates.
Yeah, that's like Kevin.
What do you got against Kathy Bates?
Fucking nothing.
I love Kathy Bates.
Saying it's an upgrade.
I'm saying there's literally nothing you can tell me about Kathy Bates negative that I'll believe.
Nah, dude, misery, more like awesomery.
Thank you.
Like, Kevin, Christian Bale's going to play you in the movie.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But he's wearing a fat suit like the Clumps.
But he's going to be him in... No, you... Okay, Christian... You guys.
This is why I don't sign up for roasts. Also, Joe and I high fived each other.
Dude, when you started so with the funny. Christian Bale thing, we were like, Christian Bale's going to play you. And this, the first thing, no offense, Kevin. Please don't take this the wrong way. But you were like, Christian Bale's going to play you. And I was like, American Hustle, Christian.
We're looking for more of a donkey lips from Hey Dude.
Actually, we're going to go for Steve Carell in that movie about the wrestling coach. But
Foxcatcher,
but we're going to add a lot more to him.
But we're definitely putting like 60, 67 pounds on him.
He's going to have to wear a pillow for half the day. Oh, I love you, buddy.
Oh, shit. It's so good, dude. It's so good.
What were we talking about? Free lunch. Let's get our votes out.
Free meals.
I'm still...
Rowdy Piper's a good one, but I don't think he beats out Drexler or Lillard, who we'll still have an argument about, and Randy Couture. I'll put him in the finals against whoever wins the NBA.
It's Drexler to me.
Drexler goes in Portland. Everything's paid for. Lillard, I agree. Lillard's still a current.
It's nothing against Lillard. It's just he's not Drexler.
Drexler was the guy. He got him to two finals.
It's the only mistake that Lillard made was not being Clyde Drexler.
Yeah. Two of those players died. Kevin Duckworth and Jerome Kersey on those Blazers teams.
Yeah,
with
dude.
Terry Porter and who's there? Remember they had Ala Abdelnaby?
Yeah.
People let him play till after 2001.
My vote still goes for Tim Scalinger, so I guess that don't matter.
Okay, so we got Scalinger throwing frisbees.
Scalinger. He's a primetime big deal.
Yeah, Scavenger. Plays frisbee. All right. Clyde Drexler, Randy Couture.
I'm telling you, dude, it's Drexler.
I think it's Drexler, too, because I don't even know if a lot of people know Couture's from Portland. You know what I mean? Like, he probably went somewhere for college, like a different place. They didn't even know who he was, and he blew up in college as a wrestler or something.
For real.
I say Drexler. Chris says Drexler. Stack Guy Joe says Skeletor throwing frisbees. So I think we got...
That got me so good.
We got Clyde the...
Glide.
The Glide. Drexler.
Dude, real quick, what a killer nickname.
Right.
Oh. Honest to
God.
Did
he get it when he was at Houston, when he played with Akeem?
Oh, maybe. But, I don't know.
Because they were Phi Slamma Jamma.
How good did basketball used to be?
Fucking incredible, man. Incredible. Him and Akeem, like all that stuff. Phi Slamma Jamma.
When they played the University of Super Bowl Shuffle. That's when football was at.
Super Bowl Shuffle was dope.
Yo, let's talk old time. Michael Jordan, real quick.
Oh, God. Here we go.
What a fucking idiot.
I knew this was coming.
I love Michael Jordan, man. He's great. He's in my mind, he's the best basketball player to ever play. He is an idiot when he talks in public, which you think he'd be pretty good at by now. Before the game of the Duke-North Carolina game, which I watch both those games every year, mm-hmm. when it's at Cameron Indoor, when it's at the Dean Dome. And this time is the Dean Dome in North Carolina. So Michael Jordan gives a pregame speech to the crowd. At the end, says, the ceiling, for this team, the ceiling is the roof.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. Dude.
Let's break this down. The ceiling is the roof.
That's really his big thing, man.
What is it supposed to mean?
It's supposed to mean there is no ceiling.
There's a tight gap.
No, dude, that ceiling is the roof, bro.
The ceiling is the roof. When you hit it, you're done, okay? Stop.
I feel like in his heart he meant, like, the ceiling is as high as you could possibly go, which is the roof.
It was said that
Sounds very limiting because the roof is only, like, a foot from the ceiling.
Yeah, and it sounds like, inadvertently, it's a very depressing statement.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
The ceiling is the roof.
But
I feel like that's something that Nicolas Cage says in, like, Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
While he's on the floor in the hotel. Like,
you can only go
as... ceiling is the roof.
Yeah. You can only go as far as you're expecting to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boom. The ceiling is...
I feel like his first draft was, like, the ground is the floor. And it was like, oh, no, never mind.
They're not going to make sense. Not going to make sense. To the window, to the wall. No.
Taken.
to the window. There is no floor. Well, there's obviously a floor. Fucking think it better. God,
what
damn
am
it.
I standing on?
I'm Michael fucking Jordan. Two God. First names. Why can't I think of two same thoughts?
How high can one possibly go in a gymnasium?
Come fly with me. The roof. To the roof? Raise the roof? I don't know, man. The
I
ceiling
believe
is.
I
really don't
can
want it to
fly.
Be fire.
No, that's from the movie. That's
Wait,
from
did
the
I
movie.
Just say ceiling? I haven't said that word in a long time. Let's use that.
I don't want to say raise the roof, but I want to say something similar.
But I want to be kind of in that vein.
Yeah, you know.
You can't raise the roof unless there's a ceiling.
Do I have to break through the ceiling to raise the roof?
You know what the roof really
is? Is the ceiling the roof?
The ceiling is.
The ceiling is the roof.
How high can these guys get? They can touch the ceiling, which means they can touch.
They can then raise the roof.
There's no limit to this.
And you know he walked out of his office, right? Looked at the secretary and said, "The ceiling is the roof." Threw her a pair of Jordan 12s. And then got in his limo, came to the thing, humiliated himself.
Stood backstage, took a deep breath. The stage manager went, "You okay? You got this?" And he's like, "Oh, I got this." The ceiling is the roof. And he walks out on stage.
It's big motivational speech to everyone.
Guess
what,
guys?
You're sitting in your goddamn cubicle. You take a look around and you look at yourself. And then you say the ceiling is the roof.
And then a bunch of office workers fucking blow their brains out because that's depressing as fuck. Oh my God, I'll never get past my middle management job. The ceiling is the roof.
Their mascot wore a shirt today that said ceiling floor goat for the greatest of all time.
Why? Because he was in the basement? That doesn't even make sense again. Get your shit
and
together.
What he was saying was it doesn't matter what he says, he's still the greatest ever.
I feel like George showed up and was like, "Dude, put this shirt on. It'll make all this kind of crazy sense." And everyone will see, like, what I was saying. They'll see what I was saying.
I think it was a Nike shirt.
The guy who's the mascot's like, "But why do you want to be under the floor or the ground? What do we call
it? Are you dying soon?
Can you feel your right side right now?
6 months you're, from now, he's like, "I gave right you, side is drooping. I gave you a major context clue with that Duke Carolina game." Oh shit!
Next thing you know, at the Bobcats Arena, they're like, "Fucking literally, make the roof higher. We want to make it higher. The ceiling is the roof.
We're gonna hang that banner in the ceiling." Bobcats? We're going to hang that ceiling on
the Hornets.
Yeah, the Bobcats, Hornets. Dude.
They were the Bobcats.
They were
the Hornets and the Bobcats and the Hornets again.
True. It's been a while since I thought about what team Michael Jordan owned.
Best Hornet of all time.
Muggsy Bogues.
Grandmama.
Good call. Larry Johnson. I go Larry Johnson.
Muggsy Bogues. I didn't say Larry Johnson.
His character, Grandmama. She didn't play in a game, though.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
She played in several games.
Oh, dude, my vote's for Larry Johnson. Alonzo Mourning, though, close second.
Remember Little
Muggsy
Penny?
Muggsy Bogues was great.
Muggsy Bogues.
Who, Little Penny? Yeah, fuck yeah.
I was trying to tie it all together, dude. Muggsy Bogues, Michael Jordan, Space Jam. It was all there.
Oh, good call. I just watched it again.
Dude, I just watched it. I love that movie.
Why did they not have Grandmama just show up and be like, "You like Campbell's soup?" Like, everything in that movie's already an ad. Why not just have...
I know.
Grandmama show up. Missed opportunity.
Dude, how good was Space Jam? How good was the soundtrack to Space Jam?
Oh, the best.
One of the best,
dude,
ever.
Every gym.
That one song that had like...
on, ride the train.
No, but it had like Cypress Hill and Wu-Tang.
Yeah. Yes.
The Monstars theme.
Yeah.
Dude, hit 'em high.
Hit 'em high.
What?
Yes.
I played,
got one of the best Method Man fucking tracks on it.
I played basketball in high school, and every gym we would go to... That was their track. They'd run out to it, and then it would play during warm-up.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It was great, though. It's fire. And I agree. Joe was just saying it. Method Man had some great verses, but almost none of them were as cool as the Space Jam verse. Or Be Real from Cypress Hill. Or LL Cool J. Or not LL Cool J. What was the other dude? Was LL Cool J on that song?
He is.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes.
I was just about to say Busta. Busta's fucking track on this song is dope.
It's all fire.
He hears that hard, yeah.
The whole thing is fire.
Do we have it?
I got it, yeah. Yeah, you're talking about. I'm gonna pull it up.
Are we done?
Should yeah, we're we done. Out? Yeah, we're gonna. No, play hold it.
On. Before we go out, oh, we can put it. Well, that's an ad. Hold on.
Check out our sponsors, real quick.
If you've ever wanted a truck, a Ram 1500 is not a bad idea.
Proud sponsor of the Barroom Heroes podcast.
Thank you, Ram. Real quick.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to leave just yet. This is the YouTube video.
Well,
remember the tiny aliens. That's what we're talking about. But
this is the beginning.
Before we get out of here entirely, I'm just going to play this for a second. I want to challenge. I'm challenging you, Chris.
To do what? This is.
Robert Rodriguez movies.
Oh.
I'm going to list five better than the Grindhouse movies. El Mariachi. Desperado.
Wait, Desperado, the one with
Antonio Banderas. Yep.
Antonio, okay, who's good?
His segment in Four Rooms. From Dusk Till Dawn. I almost want to say Spy Kids 2 and 3.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to.
You've already made a laughing stock out of yourself.
Sin City.
Sin City, I already told you was better.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that's on the list. Shorts, which you haven't seen yet. I'll put Machete
with Danny above Trejo? It.
What yep. about Machete Kills?
Not above it.
Is that what Danny
Neither
Trejo?
Is Sin City Dame to Kill For.
Did you see that thing?
I did.
Again, we'll have this.
Is Machete a good movie?
I like Machete.
Yeah.
Dude, Sofia Vergara is in Machete Kills.
One that I forgot to say earlier, The Faculty.
Oh, I like The Faculty.
It's a good movie.
Josh Hartnett, dude.
No one is saying these aren't good movies. I'm saying they're not
I'm
better.
Saying they're better.
They're not better.
I'm going to even put
remember
the,
Hartnett
the upcoming movies that he's also attached to.
Barbarella?
No, we have Machete Kills in Space.
Well, that'll be definitely better.
Johnny Quest and Alita Battle Angel.
Look, he said he's been doing those for like 100 years now.
Alita Battle Angel comes out in 2018.
But guess what? The only movie he did make was a movie that's not coming out for 100 years for the vodka company.
Oh, that's right. There you go.
Yeah, dude.
Robert Rodriguez is great. I'm just saying he kind of peaked with Planet Terror. Anyway.
If peak is the lowest point of your career.
Could be. God,
did you hear that? Did you hear that great "What up, Doc" from Method Man there? All right,
Space Jam.
Let's get out of here, Kev.
All right, guys. Everybody, thanks for listening. Hope you had a good time listening to us talk sports. Always let us know what's going on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/heroes at the bar. So go like that, and we don't overload your page with a bunch of stuff at all. We just post the episodes and then maybe a funny picture or two. We're going to post Captain American Werewolf in Paris.
Copyright, trademark, this is my movie. You steal it, I'll go crazy.
I'm sure both those properties will be wild.
I'm sure they'll give them to me.
Yeah.
Has Captain America sold anything lately? No.
And they're not planning an American Werewolf in Paris.
Both movies were colossal failures, and they're desperate for someone to take over the rights.
But tell us anything on Facebook, man. Holler at us. If you want us to talk about something in particular or have a shout-out, put it on there, and we will read it. We'll talk about it, whatever you got. And other than that, man, enjoy the rest of conference tournament weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the first round of the NCAA tournament. We'll see y'all later.